You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Fotch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed.
Hey, everybody.
You're from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. That's what you do on your show. And this is fake debate.
All right, guys.
No, I like what a lot of people will say. Boy, Fotch, you never win. Nick always beats you. I'm like, right. Yeah. I know he does. And they don't like whenever I say, how dare you?
Well, that's
because it's every time.
And you should be ashamed of yourself. But that's part of the debate.
That's it. Right. Absolutely.
You got to include that or else
you
it's
do.
Not officially the debate.
It wouldn't be.
Just like you have your 3 points.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. You know, we have to.
That's right. I have my three.
There are some
as
rules.
As weak as they may be, find three I can throw in there.
All right. So according to a recent study, the custom of having the father of the bride pay for the whole wedding is dying out, with less than 1 in 5 parents actually paying for the wedding because they either can't afford it or their children pay for it themselves. So my question to you guys is, should the bride's parents have to pay for the wedding, or is that just like an old school thing?
What if you think you shouldn't be spending money on a wedding?
Okay. There we go.
And you shouldn't get married. Like, is that an option?
No, not in this debate.
Kind of through personal experience.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take the stance of going against the tradition of the dad paying for the wedding.
Okay. So Nick is saying, hey,
Dad needs to pay for the wedding.
Okay. This is not the stance I thought you'd take.
Oh. How dare you sit on old, tired, traditional ways? Our country and society is moving forward. This is an old way of thinking that has gotten everybody's head in the mud. Well, you can live there and stay there, but I will tell you that I will evolve as a person. And when I say person, I'm not a man or a woman. I'm a person. As we move forward as a country and a culture, and if I want to pay for my wedding, or if I want my mom or his mom or your mom or their mom pay for the wedding that we're going to get married in, that's exactly what I'm going to do. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow, his politician voice came out. Did you hear
really
that?
Did, yeah. Standing on a soapbox.
Yeah.
Literally. Well, first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little bit of tradition. Everybody feels like we constantly have to change. Wendy's doesn't have yellow napkins anymore. McDonald's and Taco Bell are going from those nice, friendly, family sort of, you know, the look, the bright colors, to these streamlined corporate. It's just all crap. Everything's going away, and I'm tired of it. So we can't just hold on to this one thing and still let dad pay for the wedding. Let us have just this. Secondly, my daughter has a lot of really hot friends. If I have an opportunity to show off how much money I'm willing to spend in order to make her happy in front of her friends with those still going to the gym every freaking day bodies, then I'm gonna do it. And thirdly, have you seen her mother? You know what they say about the daughter becomes the mom? It's true. If I got to cut a check for 125 grand to officially end this relationship as father-daughter and hand her off to you, I'm more than happy to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.